Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Giants are world champions.
Welcome to the Giants Insider Podcast on NBCSportsBayArea.com. Introducing your host, San Francisco Giants Insider, Alex Pavlovich.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Giants Insider Podcast, presented as always by Wendy's. Today's podcast is a conversation with Derek Holland. He is right now probably the fifth starter for the Giants, somebody who is going to be a part of this rotation going forward. And you look at what has done so far, 3 starts, 4.60 ERA, 1.09 whip. He's averaging a strikeout per inning. I actually think he's pitched a lot better than that ERA. He has been kind of undone by first inning issues a little bit, and he is baffled by that, but something that if he can get through, I think he'll be a pretty good weapon for him, especially as they try to get the rotation healthy here and get Samardzija back, get Bumgarner back in 5 or 6 weeks. And he could be a guy who's at the back end for him and allows Ty Block to kind of be that swingman in the bullpen, which was the plan all along. Obviously, for most of this team, it hasn't gone very well up to this point. They're under 500 again to start a season. And at some point next week or the week after, I'll have Ahmed back on and we'll do kind of a deep dive into all that. So send your questions to me on Twitter or to Ahmed if you have questions that you would like specifically address about this team and where they're headed and some of your concerns. I know a lot of you guys have a lot of concerns. But for now, here is Derek Holland. It was an interesting conversation with a guy who has been around a long time and seems very happy in San Francisco and just has a lot of fun. He's the guy taking the water coolers out there during the walk-offs. I asked a lot of guys this week if they would use the bullpen carts, and nobody wanted to use them. Corey Guerin said he might, but nobody really wanted to use them right now. Derek said for sure he would if he were in the bullpen. He is a starter, obviously, so not really an issue for him right now, but he is a fun guy, and it was a fun conversation. Before that, as always, a shout-out to our sponsor, Wendy's. Wendy's in the airport here in Phoenix, which is very helpful on my way out of here. But Wendy's is our sponsor. And here's what you need to know about Wendy's right now. Ride into Wendy's and try the Southwest Avocado Chicken Sandwich or Southwest Avocado Chicken Salad. The Southwest is coming to you, and it's only at Wendy's for a limited time at participating Wendy's. Everything in that sounds good. Chicken, avocado, that's all good. It was also a fun conversation here with Derek Holland. So here is Derek. Derek Holland, first of all, I think we have a beef to squash because I've been asked about this on Twitter. You have too. And early in spring, somebody asked me if you were going to make the rotation. I said, probably not. And we had some fun with it. But I do want to ask you on a serious note. I mean, you came into a place where they had the rotation pretty well set. And you told us pretty early on in spring you had your goals of what you wanted to do. What was your mindset coming into spring training?
You know, obviously, my goal was to be in the rotation. But also, you know, I wanted to make the team. I wanted to be able to show everybody I still have it. I can still pitch and everything's still there. Despite the injury, you know, that's something you never want to see. Obviously, I've done it for 3 years. So, I mean, I don't ever want to see anybody hurt or anything like that. But to have that happen, sorry, that distracted me there. Coach has a thing around him and he threw it. And when he threw it, it wrapped around him.
He's got like the Bumgarner glove on or something.
It's like a glove. Well, he's got that, but it's like a ball on a string. But anyways, back to what we were saying.
It's very distracting.
As you can see, I get distracted easily. You know, the injuries, those suck. That's something you never want to see. And obviously, you know, I felt like I earned a spot, I should say, into the roster. I wouldn't necessarily say the rotation. You know, they did have it set, and obviously they want some young guys to come up too and get their chance to start going as well. But, you know, the main thing is I worked my tail off to get here, and I feel like I earned my way in, but at the same time I still want to show people and I want to earn their respect too.
For you, when did you realize you were healthy and kind of back to – I mean, we saw you Monday night hitting 94 a little bit, but 93 pretty easily. At what point were you like, everything that I've been through the last couple of years is behind me?
I'd say last year really was the big turning page. It was my first full season. Well, I got released in September, but it was basically my first full season healthy. You know, I didn't get hurt. I didn't miss a start. I even came out of the pen to try to help. So I felt like that was it. Like, hey, you know, we got the first part done. You know, we did a year. We stayed healthy. We racked up some innings. We did everything we possibly could. Now, going into next year, we got to really bear down and we got to get everything where it's supposed to be. You've had your 1 year of trying to show everybody you're healthy. You got to really step it up. And I felt like that was something that's always been in my head is you got to really push yourself and you got to show people more than just, hey, I'm healthy. It's got to be more. I can get outs. I can help the teams to win. I can keep us in a ball game. You know, you're not always going to go out there and have your best stuff, but you got to be able to pitch when you don't have your best stuff.
You started last year, I think, first 10 starts, had like a 2.4 ERA. It went downhill from there. What did that year teach you, and what did you take away from everything that happened after the beginning?
The beginning is something that shows what I'm capable of. You know, that was telling me, this is what you can do. Now you need to do it. Obviously, when this stuff happened, you know, I'm not here to make excuses. I never will. I get it. Like, it's the most innings I've thrown, all that stuff. It doesn't matter. I still went out there and tried to compete every single day. It's just one of those things that you got to look at it on the bright side is, you know what, I showed up every day. I did what I possibly could. Yes, it didn't go my way, but at the same time, at least I was out there on the field and I wasn't, you know, fighting an injury or anything like that.
How did you end up here specifically as a non-roster guy?
There was a couple teams. It was between actually the Mets and actually here in the Blue Jays. And I really wanted to come here, but I was going back and forth with basically all three teams trying to figure out which one was going to be the best opportunity for me. I mean, obviously I was trying to get a major league spot rather than try to earn my way on there. But at the same time, even if I had a spot already, I always treat myself as if I got to earn it anyway. Just because you're guaranteed a contract doesn't mean you're guaranteed that spot. Anything can happen. So that's why I wanted to make sure I was guaranteed, but it didn't go that way. So I did what I had to do and to show that I could get that spot. I wanted to fight for it. I was going to do whatever it took. And to have an organization like this, I mean, they beat us in the World Series. My uncles are diehard fans. It's just something that I've always wanted. I've loved this ballpark. I mean, I've only been here a couple times, but just being here, I mean, it's such a beautiful ballpark, great atmosphere, great fans. It's just something I wanted to be a part of.
I do want to take you back, 2010. You were a very young Derek Holland on that team. What do you remember about that series, and what do you just remember about that Giants team?
They were definitely better than us. They played better at that time in the series. So, I mean, you got to give your credit to where credit's due, and obviously you guys earned it. You know, you beat us in five games. But what I remember is I pitched here. I think I threw 13 pitches and 11 of them for balls. I remember that. I made the joke that the plate had moved on me and everything. But, you know, I made sure to bounce back. I did get another appearance, and I did much better. And then, obviously, I got to pitch here again. I want to say it was either that year or the following year. I can't remember. But, you know, it was a cool experience. I mean, there's, like, for a great example, it was Michael Young was one of my teammates, and he'd been with the Rangers for almost 10 years and never got to be in the playoffs. And we got to go straight to the World Series. So, I mean, we got to accomplish a lot. Yeah, we weren't the better team in that series, but, you know, we learned a lot from that. We got to actually get the luxury of going back the following year. Granted, we lost that one too, but, you know, it was still, you know, there's a lot that we got to see and experience. And I mean, to me, I feel like 2011 might have been one of the best World Series
Cardinals
in history. Yeah. Right now, I mean, it was a great one to watch. But again, you know, you got these guys were way better than us at that series. I mean, they showed it. They took care of us. We had a really good ball club. There's nothing against our guys, but they outplayed us in that series. And to see, I think it's three guys are still here from that team: Bumgarner, Posey, and I don't know who the other one would be.
I should probably know this, but
that's the trivia question at the end of this blog.
I'll answer this at some point. I did want to ask you, I think you were 23 in that World Series, or 24, and then you go back the next year. How does that kind of frame your career in terms of you get a taste of that? You never know if you're going to go back. How does that change whether it's your off-season decisions or the way you go about things? You know, you said you wanted to come here, and a lot of guys have said they felt like this was a team that could get back to that. How much do you look back at being in the World Series and you know, the weight you've had now? I mean, 7 years not being back.
Yeah, it's it's tough. I mean, that's like I was saying earlier, you know, some guys don't even get to go to the playoffs at all. To be able to go to the World Series, it just gives you that much more of a fight. You know, every time I go out on the mound, I've had that experience of being there, and it's just something that we're playing for. And, you know, for me, you know, I make 30 starts a year, you know, so I got to try to make sure that I'm solid every single one of those 30 starts to get us that much closer to the playoffs, because once we get a clinching to the playoffs, then we can – it's not necessarily ease up, but at the same time, you have that comfortable feeling that, okay, we're at least in the playoffs. We still aren't done yet. You know, you got to keep plugging away. There's always that motivation of pushing yourself because of something you've got a taste of. You know, it's just like this is such a weird example, but, you know, if you buy a brand-new car, you go test drive it, you like it, you want it, well, you can't buy it because you don't have the money to – you work your ass off to get that money so that you can treat yourself by getting that car. Yeah. It's the same thing with the World Series. Is, man, you have one taste of it. You really want to get back there again just so you can get one of those rings. I mean, seeing the guys here that have rings, you know, there's several of them that have two rings, one ring, whatever it is. I got a first place loser ring, you know? It's first best.
Did you guys do the, like the Dodgers did, the ceremony to celebrate winning your league or winning your
We did. I mean, we got a ring. You know, we did all that, the whole celebration. I mean, we were American League champions, yeah. So you at least still have that. The thing that I liked about the Dodgers doing that in front of us motivates those guys in that clubhouse. That, to me, I love – you just – all you did right there, I feel like, is you're motivating the other guys. And I love it because now these guys know, like, man, they just showed off they got a ring – why don't we go get one? Why don't we show off one the following year? You know, that we got a ring and put it in their face. You know, that's the thing. I love when teams do that because that's cool. You earned it. You did your job. You know, you got your championship ring. And now you're going to do it in front of us. Okay, now we need to go get that ring.
Welcome to the rivalry, I guess. That was...
Yes, that's what I've learned, is, and I'm still adjusting to it, but is the nice Dodger rivalry.
Another adjustment for you. Bochy was just telling us that he said you were kind of making fun of your at-bats last night. For the first time, you're a National League guy full-time. What's that been like? I mean, I just watched you take BP with these guys. That is a huge adjustment. I mean, you're going to get three at-bats, two at-bats a night, maybe for 30 starts.
Yeah, and I mean, that's, you know, my job is, like I've said before, is I got to get the bunt down. That's number one. You know, if that situation presents myself, I feel like I fail if I don't get my part done by bunting. Hitting wise, yeah, I joked around with Voch last night. I said, man, you've probably seen better swings on a playground, right? And he just started to get him laughing. First of all, that's an accomplishment. Okay, that's good. But yeah, I mean, you got to have fun about it. I mean, especially coming from American League, you've been there for 10 years, and you're gonna come over to National League and try to start swinging the stick against guys that are throwing absolute BBs out there. So it's tough. I just try to make the most of it, have fun with it, and try to work on, you know, whatever I can do to, you know, get the ball in play. That's the main thing.
Were you high school, junior high ever a good hitter?
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say I was a good hitter, no. I was an okay hitter. I made contact. That's all that matters. So, but it was, you know, again, it's just you got to have fun doing it. Enjoy, you know, when you're out there throwing or hitting and stuff, and do what you can to help the team. That's the number one thing.
I watched some of your past interviews today to prepare, and everybody knows that you're Dutch Oven now. I saw one where somebody claimed that you were called Wonder Boy at one point. Is that an actual thing? Or
do you know?
That was like 8 years ago. Somewhere online.
You know, CJ Wilson called me that when I first got called up. He was calling me the Boy Wonder and Wonder Boy.
You changed that pretty fast, though.
Well, I didn't really. I mean, I was like, okay, cool. You know, it's fine. But it was more of the Dutch, just because last name being Holland, and then somebody had a sign that said Dutch Oven Bring the Heat. So I took that one, I veered over to that, and was like, that's the one I want.
Just ran with it. The other thing I saw in a story, I don't know if this is true, maybe you can tell us, is that you're friends with Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, I mean, I did the Rick Vaughn Wild Thing haircut.
You had, you actually had the hair. It's pictures.
Yeah, it's legit. I got the, I made sure it was the, as close as I possibly could to movie quality hair. He came to LA, or Anaheim, I should say, and I finished pitching. He was there. I left him some tickets. He wanted to come and meet me because I was doing the Wild Thing. And, I mean, as crazy as this was, I hadn't seen him, and he was trying to come see me before the game, and I was okay with it, but it's just not something, you know, you want to bring into the clubhouse before a game. You know, guys are trying to get ready. And so once the game ended, you know, I was in the shower, and when I came back out, I mean, I'm in just a towel and towel over my shoulder, and he's sitting in my locker, in my chair, next to Joe Boo, because I had my own little personal Joe Boo that I carried around, and he was just loving it. I mean, super nice guy. He was going about 100 miles an hour, but he was super nice. He knows a lot about baseball, a lot. He's a huge Reds fan. He knew every guy in our clubhouse. He could tell you whatever you wanted to know about him. I mean, he was on top of it. It was impressive, but yeah, he was a nice guy, loves his sports.
All these weird facts on the internet are actually true, I guess.
Fun facts of Derek Holland.
Yeah. Another fun fact for you, you kind of introduced yourself to the fan base as Kermit. And
yeah.
So everybody knows you for that now, but I'm curious how that started and what, I mean, I've heard you do a lot of guys other than that.
Yeah, I've done.
What do you think is your actual best one?
I've done several. To be honest, I don't really know. I kind of just, I just let them go. It's, I've heard people say some of them are bad, some of them are good. I mean, you can never make everybody happy. That's the one thing, but I try to do as many as I can and enjoy it. One of the guys that was here, I don't know if you got to see him,
yeah.
Mike Henry. He's actually been a big influence to me. We'll send stuff back and forth of voices.
He's the family guy.
He is. Yeah, he does Cleveland and Herbert and a few others. But I'm trying to get him to kind of teach me a little bit more and learning more voices. I know I've already been asked a couple times. I'm hoping this is not one of your questions, but what's to do Boach? That will never happen. I'm trying to stay here, not get released tomorrow, so I won't be doing too many Boachy impressions. But it all started when I was young, though, doing all these impressions. I mean, I imitated my brother's teammates and stuff, doing their batting stances. There's one guy did a smile, like the way he would do things. Like, I would watch how you did stuff, and I would try to mimic that and use that. Just like with the voices, I started listening, and then I would try to practice saying certain things. Like, for instance, Cleveland from Family Guy, you've seen, right? So I'm still in the process of learning it, but what I would do is, like, I would hear him say, "Hey, Peter," so then I would go, "Oh, hey, Peter," and I would keep repeating it just so I can get used to hearing myself and see how much closer I am to him, and then I just start learning how to say sentences and then they go from there.
That's a pretty good Cleveland. Do you want to do a couple seconds of Cleveland?
Nah, because it's not, I'm not,
you're working,
I'm not
on
as well as I would like to be with it. I'm still practicing.
I read Harry Carey and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Harry Carey, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Borat. I do the guy from Forgetting Sarah Marshall, the British guy. I think he's British or
yeah,
whatever he is. I said Borat, Kermit. Used to do the ladies man from back in the day. There's a few out there.
Well, you have 30 starts, hopefully, so we'll get to some of them.
Yeah, we can. I mean, the main thing I got to point out, though, because it's happened. It happens a lot. Is if I have a bad game, don't be trying to use impersonations as the excuse. Not you, I'm saying.
Yeah.
The fans,
I'm sure they,
people have tried to do that. It's happened to me in my career. And the thing is, you got to have a personality. That's just the way this game is. You got to have fun and enjoy it. My impersonations don't happen out there.
Yeah.
They happen in the clubhouse and stuff, so.
So we saw last night, I mean, you take pitching seriously and had mm-hmm. a pretty good one. You told me you had an interesting day after routine of biking, and you hope to go to Golden Gate Bridge. Did you do that, and what
I
do
didn't
you do
get
in,
to today.
In cities?
No, so what I usually try to do is day after I pitch, I'm still trying to figure out, the riding path here. I did it the Oakland series, the Bay series that we had here, the little scrimmage.
Yeah.
The next day, me and my brother rode up to the Golden Gate Bridge. And that was, it's just, the only thing I kind of don't like about it is there's so much traffic, people traffic.
Yeah.
So, but if it's, during the week, I think we're fine. There's not as much. But I try to ride, I'd say at least 15 to 20 miles the day after I pitch, just so that way I'm getting a nice little flush, and then I'll come out here and I'll do some sprints. But I've loved riding the bike. I think it's been a huge thing for me. It's helped out. I mean, I had knee surgery, so I'm always trying to find something that's going to help me stay in shape. I have ADD, so I can't sit on a treadmill or stay in here and just run around because I got to, do something. I don't know. There's something weird about me that I got to do. So,
well, Derek, you're off to a good start. Hopefully there are 30 more of those so we can actually ask you. And we'll ask you in, Pittsburgh somewhere to bust out Cleveland after you.
Yeah, we can
if you have
that.
A good one.
Yeah, we can definitely do that. We'll have some fun. I mean, like I said, it's no matter how I pitch, I'm still going to be here to do whatever I can. My personality stays the same, win or lose. Obviously we want more wins.
That's good for a long season. Thank you for the time.
Thank you, man.
It is out of here in the center field, and this game is over.
Got him.
And that's the perfect game. Swing and a miss. The Giants are world champions.
The Giants Insider Podcast on CSNBayArea.com.